Paw Prints on Your Heart, written by Spinning Threads and read by Fens and Marshes. Da Qing stared down at the calico kitten in dismay, tail twitching with increasing speed as he considered the situation. Gummy eyes, whistling breath, and not nearly enough body fat to get through the winter. She had no chance. Winter would take her, like it took all those too weak to survive it. No. No, not this time. Not this one. She might only be a weak little kitten that couldn't look after herself, but Da Qing wasn't losing anyone else, and fortunately he had access to resources no one else did. Picking her up by the scruff of her neck, he bounded off down the road. Just as well, home wasn't far. The living room window was still open, which meant Lao Zhao wasn't back yet, and Da Qing took advantage of that, bunching his hind legs in preparation for a leap up to the windowsill and elbowing his way through. Once he was on the floor inside, he trotted over to the table where Teacher Shen was working, jumped up, and dropped the kitten unceremoniously onto his paperwork. Fix her. Teacher Shen blinked in a moment of true startlement, but before Da Qing could snap at him about getting on with it, wisps of dark energy curled around the professor's hand. He sagged in relief as Teacher Shen held his hand over the kitten, eyes narrowed in concentration as he got to work. Settling into a more comfortable crouch, his paws tucked up underneath him, Da Qing watched as the gumminess disappeared from the kitten's eyes, as her breathing evened out and no longer whistled, as even the small mats in her coat untangled themselves to lie properly smooth. He'd barely registered that Teacher Shen had finished before the professor turned the dark energy on him, a feeling like static running across his fur. "Hey!" he protested, giving his shoulder a quick lick to make sure his fur was in order. "What was that for?" Teacher Shen smiled slightly, retracting his hand before Da Qing got any ideas and picking up the kitten instead. "My apologies, Da Qing," he said, "but I didn't think you would appreciate fleas." "Fleas?" A full-body shudder ran through him, and Da Qing had to suppress the urge to give himself a full, proper grooming. Fleas were nasty, itchy things, and no, he certainly did not want any. He twitched a little anyway, a reflex he couldn't help but give in to. Teacher Shen stood and, carrying the kitten carefully in one hand, made his way towards the kitchen. Oh, that meant food. And surely Teacher Shen would feed him as well, right? Of course he would. He'd saved a life today. He deserved a treat. Later, much later, Da Qing was sprawled happily across the couch, hissing at the kitten when she got too close, just so she knew who was top cat here and who the couch belonged to. As the front door opened and closed, followed by the living room door. Teacher Shen hadn't so much as blinked, but if he hadn't known the moment Lao Zhao got close to home, he could pull every hair out of his tail for shame. "Yunlan," he greeted, not looking up from his work, but tilting his head slightly to the side and up for the kiss Lao Zhao pressed against his cheek, smiling slightly at it nonetheless. They were so embarrassing. It was terrible. "Where'd the kitten come from?" "Da Qing brought her here," Teacher Shen replied, and Da Qing ducked his head between his paws. Somehow, he hadn't expected this. She was dying and he was worried, so he brought her here for me to heal. Da Qing sat bolt upright in indignation. "I never said that!" "No," Teacher Shen agreed, still with that small smile on his face and putting his fen down to face Da Qing fully. "But it was what you meant."
"Well, that was just rude. He didn't need feelings being attributed to him. This was outrageous."
Ah, damn cat's getting soft in his old age. Lao Zhao grinned, and Da Qing hissed at him, tail lashing as he sprawled further over the couch so the stupid human couldn't sit down without moving him. Fine, Lao Zhao retorted. Be like that, then. He reached out to scritch the kitten's belly and got the soppiest grin on his face as she swatted at his finger. Okay, I'm going to pop out to the supermarket, Xiao Wei. Is there anything you want while I'm there? The supermarket? Teacher Shen asked in surprise. Why? Lao Zhao nodded at the kitten. Supplies for her, you know, litter box, kitten food, that sort of thing. Oh, of course. His eyes went distant as he considered the contents of their fridge. Some chicken, he said. I used the last of it earlier when I was cooking. Some sea bass if there's any fresh. Oh, and some ginger. Chicken, sea bass, ginger. Got it. Back in a bit. As it turned out, Lao Zhao had gotten more than just the basics a kitten would need, including a fancy cat bed and scratching post. You'll spoil her, Da Qing told him accusingly. How will she survive out there if you give her all of this and turn her soft? Oh, I'm sorry, Lao Zhao drawled. I didn't realize you wanted to send her back out there to freeze. Obviously I don't, Da Qing shot back. But being soft won't do her any good in the long run. Lao Zhao shrugged, leaning back on the couch and stretching out his legs. Should have thought of that before you brought her here. She's gotten attached to Shen Wei already. She's not you, Lao Zhao. He only raised his eyebrows in reply, gesturing at the open door of their bedroom which showed Teacher Shen moving around with the kitten on his shoulder that was making a valiant attempt at grooming his hair. Da Qing slumped flatter against the couch, ears flicking backwards for a moment. I'm still top cat here, and she knows it. If you say so. End of story. Thank you for listening.